Buddy.
Hit it up.
By the way, I saw Mason try to twerk a second ago. You look like you're trying to poop.
Well, but I don't. I mean, I've never.
Oi!
He's just like shaking.
I mean, I'm like nervous because I really don't know how to twerk. But after seeing your practice round, I'm gonna win easy.
Well, did anybody look at a video and see what twerking looks like?
I did.
It didn't look
in
like
the community.
That.
The only real Sanch or whatever his name is actually sent out a picture. Yeah. If you look, or video. Pardon me.
And where did you learn to twerk?
I mean, it's just natural. It's in the blood.
You were born with
it? You either got it or you don't.
Born with the twerk?
You know, it's like, you know, like Star Wars. You're the part of the dark side. You got some dark side in you or you don't.
I definitely was not born with it.
I do. I got some dark side.
But I would bet the ranch on Cappy in this thing.
Yeah, I would too. But I think you're also probably playing possum. I think you're trying to rope-a-dope him.
And, you saw me. That's my game.
But no.
Sedano, don't roll your eyes. That really is my game.
Okay. If that is your twerk,
it is.
I would be voting for you because your twerk is that much funnier.
Right,
that's
the other part of the equation.
Doing like a real twerk.
It may not. We're not. I don't think we have like actual like
twerkers.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yes,
this should also make the Mandy's too.
Right. A twerking contest,
a full station twerk off.
So, did you guys decide like the music or the rules?
Well, I think, didn't you guys decide it's going to be the thong song?
Is it the thong song?
Yeah, the thong song.
Put your back into it.
I mean, you put your back into it. Nick Lachey for some reason.
Nick's a big fan of the station.
I mean, he's okay, a big that's fan great, but he's a not big better than Cisco.
He's but we play right Cisco now. A lot.
Cisco doesn't listen.
Good job, mate. So, put Cisco's your back into it?
Well, listen, we used to have a lot of celebrities listening until Greg banned them all.
Oh, that's right. Greg banned everybody.
I ban everybody. It's what I do.
Oh, here we go. There you go. You can do it. Put your back into it, Mace, like Ice Cube says. Oh, he says put your ass.
So, guys, are we doing this?
Wait, but is this the song to twerk to?
Yeah.
This is a twerking song. Are we just twerking
or
at
we
the
can
same
do,
time?
Or if you want to do, like, real twerking, you probably should get, like, some Two Live Crews like Uncle Luke.
Yeah.
You know? Cap D coming.
Is anybody?
Cap D coming. Wait. Cap D coming. Cap D coming. You got to have that, Lord. There's got to be a clean version somewhere.
I mean, is there anybody that could help stretch me out a little bit if I get...
Who wants to stretch Cap D out?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right, that's actually good. You got some open hamstrings there.
All right, one more time. Other side. Here we go. I'm going down.
Ow! But I should mention we're live at Bastards Canteen.
Yeah.
It is the 247th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash,
and we are back. Look at that! Just a matter of technology, everyone.
And we're back and better than ever.
We're back and better than ever, as someone once said. Broadcasting live. Are you good? You ready?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Bastards Canteen, the city of Downey. It is our Veterans Day Bash.
Woo!
Everybody excited? Here we go.
All right, Laura, do you have any Uncle Luke song there that has no curse words?
Because we're getting ready for the twerk off.
We're getting ready for the twerk off. We're live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey.
Their radio edits?
I really thought for sure, Mace, you were going to say... I'm out on the twerk off, which is why I did not practice last night, because I was like, Mason's never going to want to do this. I'm out of this. This is good for me.
And now look.
And now we're stuck. Now we're like on a roller coaster where we're already taking off and there's no getting off.
But the good thing is it'll happen once and we'll never see it again.
No, we're doing it at Mandy's too.
We'll never see the social media that goes along with it.
Now, yesterday, your goal call was about 20 seconds.
Sedano had the long... Yeah. 28 seconds.
So how long does the twerking last?
That's a good question, Sedano.
I mean, probably like 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Until you got 30 tired. Seconds in you, Mace?
You got to go like 30 seconds, I think.
I don't actually
30
even...
seconds sound fair?
I don't...
Yeah. That's not a long time.
You did the pony for like 15 seconds.
Well, the pony's easy. The
you
pony
think Cappy,
is kid stuff.
Cappy, you think the pony is easy?
Pony's tough because you got to get your leg up.
Yeah, no. You got to go leg up.
I. Everybody does the pony.
Really?
Yeah, the pony's easy. Pony's a gimme. It's a short putt. Everybody can do the pony.
Okay.
So you're saying this is like a par five?
This is a par five.
Okay.
This is a rare par six.
It's a number one handicap on the course.
Yeah.
So... Do we have the...
Are we ready?
Do we have some music? Even if it's just Cisco. It's fine. The thong song works.
Thong song is good.
I've been playing music. You guys can't hear it.
We can't hear it. It's very low.
Very low.
I love how, by the way, there's this lady who is like, oh, this is awful, but she moved front row center.
Right. Yeah, she wants to see it.
She's right.
She wants to see it.
So let's smack dab in the middle.
Quickly, let's ask the crowd who they're picking. Scott Kaplan to win the twerk off.
Come on. Give me a little bit of encouragement for crying out loud over here.
Or the OG of LA Sports Radio, Steve Mason.
Laura, you need a song. Laura, you need a song with a little more tempo to it. That's too slow.
Yeah, that's too slow for me. I need a faster twerk song. I always work with the faster twerk song.
Oh, let me hear. Hold on. Oh, yeah, here we go. We're good with this.
Are we ready?
Juvenile. Yeah, we're good.
Take off your headsets, boys.
Let it go. I'll tell you when to tell them when to go. Laura, crank up the song. Go.
There we go. Let the twerking begin.
This is so bad.
Oh, my God.
Scott looks like he's constipated. Oh, look at Mason. Oh, Mason's going down to the ground. Oh, he challenged you now to go down to the ground. Oh, now Scott.
Mace, you gotta move it, baby.
Scott's getting into it. Oh, he's going to the crowd. He's playing to the crowd. Oh, Mason goes back to the ground. Mason's going back to the ground. Don't hump in the ground.
Oh, wow.
Cap is popping and locking. That's not twerking. That's popping and locking. So you back that?
Wow.
Go one more time. There you go. That's it. It's over. It's a final.
It is a final.
It is a final. All right, here we go. Laura, bring the music down. All right. So,
wow.
Let's hear
out of breath.
A round of applause for Scott Kaplan.
Come on. Give it up.
You didn't like it, huh? You didn't like my performance. You looked like you were popping and locking instead of twerking.
Really?
I don't know what was happening there. Yeah. And then let's give a round of applause for Steve Mason. Yeah. We got a winner.
Wow.
It's a final.
It's overwhelming.
It's the upset. Yeah. You see? You thought you were going to lose.
Amanda is right here.
Hold on, Steve. Yeah. Grab the mic because I'm out of breath as well.
I'm out of breath.
Hold on. Hey, let's get Amanda's thoughts on the twerk.
Amanda.
I'm not out of breath.
First of all, Cappy, I'm extremely disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. I really thought you had looser hips than that.
So tight.
You know, Mace is older than you.
Yep.
I really didn't expect much from him, but when he got on his hands,
yeah. No expectations.
That's the deal.
Yeah. I heard him say earlier something about, you said something about you've seen somebody do a downward dog.
I saw somebody do a downward dog twerk that I stole.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what put me over.
That's it. Anytime you put your butt in the air, you're going to win.
I was looking for a wall to like do a handstand twerk. But there's no place for me to do it.
A handstand.
And then I was going to ask.
There's a tree.
I was going to ask. I don't think I can. I was worried.
Go for it, Cappy. Try the tree.
I was worried I was going to fall down.
Can you do a handstand at that tree?
No, I don't know if I can. But I was going to try.
I can.
Go for it.
I was going to try.
Come on, Cappy.
Redeem yourself, Cappy. Redeem yourself. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Oh, geez.
Do we have insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would line that up.
I made him sign a waiver.
Okay.
Other way.
You got to go in the dirt. Oh, there we go. There we go. Backwards.
Look at that.
You should have gone to
there
that move.
You
should have gone to that move.
Yep.
Oh, no. Mace, don't do this.
No, Mace, don't.
Oh, my God. He's trying to go the other way. Mace has put his feet on the tree.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't fall. Okay. All right, now.
Mace is stumbling.
That handstand is not easy.
Yeah, I see.
You okay, Mace?
Oh.
That was good action, though.
Yeah.
Can we revote?
No.
That's not.
Where's Beto to rent? Beto, get in there. No?
Beto,
you don't even want to comment? No comments from Beto.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
This one's fine.
Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Wait, who won?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, I don't think you are.
I was upside down for a minute.
Do we have paramedics around?
Yeah.
Wow. Where's Dr. Clapper? Hi.
You're definitely breathing heavy.
Oh, big time.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
You're trying to fake it better than
I am.
He is.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to fake it.
That. Yeah.
I don't want people to know how out of breath I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not out of breath at all.
I'm okay. You're not out of breath at all?
So was that worth the price of admission?
I would think so. Was that worth the price of admission? There you go.
I feel so dumb because if I would have thought about
you
how I could have
done that,
that handstand thing would have worked for you.
If I would have reversed it, I was thinking I had to go up and over like Mace did.
No.
But if I would have climbed the tree,
yeah, you had a better shot.
I would have won this thing.
Because when Mason went down to the ground, that changed everything.
Yeah, it changed everything.
Yeah,
beat me down.
Ball game.
So when will twerk off two be?
Mandy's too.
Electric Boogaloo?
Mandy's too.
Mandy's too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Where's it going to be?
We can't tell that.
Can't
yet.
Say yet. Okay.
But they've signed a deal for 3 years, so there'll be 3 years of the Mandy's up ahead.
All right. Oh, we'll do it in Mandy's 4 as well.
And what about 3? You're not
an annual twerk off. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm going all the way to 4.
Yeah.
I don't have any sense of time right now, but I think.
Yeah.
That's probably
over.
It. Yeah, we're over. Who cares?
I mean, it's fine. Whatever.
Why don't you just hang out, Mace, for the whole day?
I'll hang out.
Yeah. Until you catch your breath.
Yeah. I can't make it to my car right now. Hey, Supercross Talks brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. We're back. Me and Ireland are back tomorrow at 1. I think it's actually going to be Andy tomorrow.
Again, yes.
Me and Andy tomorrow. Yeah. Coming up next for you, Shidano and the runner-up of the twerk-off, Scott Kaplan.
Wow. It's true. I have to take my L.
Disappointed.
Of the year.
Come out to Bastards Canteen tonight. It's going to be fun. Downtown Downey.
Come on. Let him hear you, everybody. Let him hear you.
710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
4:20 p.m. in the Southland. It is that time. Shidano and Cap live from Bastards Canteen, the city of Downey, the Veterans Day Bash, the 247th birthday of the Marines. Are you ready, Cappy?
Yeah, come on.
Here we go. Pump it up, Laura.
Bing, ba-da-bop. I can't hear it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Ba-da-beep. Beep, ba-da-bop. Although this sounds like reggae music.
Yeah, we're playing a different song, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it again in a few moments.
That's right.
We had some technical issues.
Right.
But the homish book is out here.
Yeah.
Beto Duran.
Yes, sir.
Producer Lindsay's here. Shidano and Cap.
Producer Lindsay's here despite getting rear-ended on the freeway.
Yellow.
That's how Cappy looked like when he was dancing, like he got rear-ended.
Yeah.
Did you?
It's odd. We don't know how to start officially without Eminence, right? Yeah. We're all a little thrown off.
It's weird. It's okay. But nonetheless, Beto Duran, thank you for coming hanging out with us
today. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
There we go.
Here we go.
Eminence is here now. Good job, Producer Laura.
Come on.
Shidano and Cap. Good Thursday afternoon right now.
Come on, Beto.
I'm into it. Go, Cap.
Get him, Cap. Get him, Cap.
There we go.
Cappy's on fire, bro.
Are you sweating? Are you schwitzing?
Well, I mean, dude, you saw what I did.
You were schwitzing.
Yeah. God, why didn't I think of getting on the tree?
Is this going to bother you all
day? Yes.
That you lost a mace in a twerk-off?
Right.
I mean, honestly, you lost a mace.
In a twerk-off. Right.
Although Mason did ask me, is it like bleeping? And I said, yeah, kind of. And he's like, oh, I'm good at that.
Yeah, he did ask you that, didn't he?
He did.
So. Come on out and party with us. 11045 Downey Avenue in the city of Downey. The event goes till 10 p.m.
Yeah. Well,
remember last year, Shidano, it was popping off. And it's going to be popping off tonight.
It is.
You ready to pop off?
Sure.
We gonna pop off afterwards. Get some of that tequila mandala.
No, I gotta go.
Tequila mandala's flowing in the corner over there.
Yeah, in the corner though.
The whole tequila mandala squad is here.
The crew is here.
Beautiful. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
When can we have some?
Now, because you need a bottle.
Big time.
Look at you, Cap.
I need a couple of bottles.
So first of all, thank you guys here. I know that you guys are on the radio. Maybe you'll make it down here. Hopefully you will. But thank you for everyone here that's here hanging out today. We appreciate you guys. What does that say? Lindsay passed you a note.
There's a lot of notes going on here.
Oh, this segment is brought to you by?
Oh, it says, please say this segment is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill. That's what it says.
Hey, yeah. We got it done, right?
Right. Yeah. I couldn't read the say. I was like, who's Saul?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, I can't. But
better
nobody,
call?
Right. Yeah. Nobody writes in handwriting anymore, which is why none of us are good at handwriting anymore.
That's not really handwriting. That's just writing. That's not like cursive.
No, no. It's just, but she wrote it by hand.
Oh.
Yes.
Thus handwriting.
Technically handwriting.
I guess.
Yeah.
But when you say handwriting, I think cursive.
Right.
See, I think handwriting, I think of like when I was a little kid and they used to have those worksheets that would have like the two lines and the dotted line in the middle. That's what I think.
So you have uppercase and lowercase.
Correct.
Yes.
They don't teach that anymore, Cap.
No?
They don't?
No,
cursive? Nope. No more.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about
really
with your kids.
My kid, so.
They're not going to do cursive anymore in elementary, so don't have to worry about it.
Do kids write anymore?
I mean, not really. Everything's on a pad.
Can we be real? Cursive is kind of stupid.
It's hard. It's beautiful font.
It is beautiful.
But that's about it.
But it is pretty stupid.
Yeah, we don't need it anymore.
About it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need cursive?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. That's why they don't teach it.
Yeah, you don't need anything at all.
My nephew's 12 and they don't teach it.
You don't even need books in school. You have your computer. That's it.
That's a good job, Beto.
Are you trying to tell me that you want me to do more Coors Light?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I'll say. You ready?
No.
When you're going to celebrate life's victories, like when you pull a massive upset, when you're a 100-to-1 long shot in a twerking competition,
correct.
After you are victorious, celebrate with icy cold Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill.
Now, maybe they should use some of that ice where they keep the Coors Light on, like, LeBron's abductor area.
Oh. Adductor or abductor?
I thought it was abductor, but it could be adductor.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I wasn't sure.
Let me get that for you.
I wasn't sure if when I do the exercises, do I do them inside or do I push them to the outside versus the abs versus the ads? I'm not really sure.
Yeah. You don't use that machine, do you?
I mean, I have maybe.
You've used that machine?
I've strengthened my groin in the past.
Yeah. So it's officially an adductor.
A-D-D. As in like Anthony Davis.
How many pounds do you put up on that thing?
Well, it's a machine where you use more like the numbers, like the 9, and the 10.
Yeah, but what number are you using?
No, I mean, I'm going to use the lighter numbers.
Like 20?
40? No, I'm using the lighter numbers. You know, I want to try and.
Like 10?
Yeah.
It's more about definition.
Correct. And less about bulking the groin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
So what do you think is going to happen with LeBron? How long is this one going
to
be?
If I had to guess, and again, this is not my reporting, but this is me making an educated guess, I'd say 2 or 3 games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not 2 weeks?
This is not like when he got hurt.
2 years ago, right?
No, the first year.
For sure.
On Christmas against the Warriors with like Brandon Ingram and those guys on the team.
Back then they said
that
it was 2 days.
That one was bad. That one was bad. This is not, he already said yesterday this is not that. But I would say, not that I'm Dr. Clapper, but let's just say an educated guess would say 2 to 3 days from what I understand.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a look at the schedule here and try and figure
it out. The Sacramento Kings are next.
Friday against Sacramento, he's out, right?
Right.
Sunday against Brooklyn.
Probably out.
Ain't playing.
Probably out.
Then he's got a bunch of days to take off, and he's got.
That's true. They do actually have like almost a week off.
Yeah, Friday, November 18th against Detroit.
So I would guess he's not going to play against Brooklyn or the Sacramento Kings.
All right. So Cappy, the adductors are an important group of muscles on your inner thighs that serve to bring the legs towards the center of your body.
Right.
So you need the whole week for that. More than 2 days.
Yeah, for sure.
There's
bro.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going after. You see him.
So 2 games. But 2 games because they have, 5 days off after that.
2 weeks, man. Watch.
Not only that, but wait a second.
He's going to be really careful with
it. And he's also, not a spring chicken anymore.
The rest of the season.
Can we just say this season is a disaster at the moment?
At the moment? Or you mean, like, it's going to be continuing?
No. I mean, it's certainly that at the moment, okay. Right?
Yeah.
But, this isn't promising right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, very fair. When's it going to get promising? How's it going to get promising?
I don't know. I don't have any answers anymore. Because here's the thing.
You're putting the hands up?
Yeah, my hands are up. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Almost, no, the Sedano hands are up.
I'm almost at the point where it's like, I don't even know what else to say.
Oh.
Like, what is there to say?
There's no crumbs? No morsels?
No, I mean, listen, there's a Chris Haynes story out there. Oh, there is that. And that means that there could be, in theory, a big-time All-Star coming. But I have my reservations about that. I'll tell you who the All-Star is and why I have reservations next. But we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Anyway, you were saying that what were you saying, George?
That Bradley Beal. Now, here's the thing. I mean, Bradley Beal sounds good in theory, and of course he'd make a lot of sense, but you're basically telling the Washington Wizards to say, hey, I know you traded Russ to us, okay, but will you take him back?
Mm-hmm. Or hold on. What if, rather than Russ, we'll take AD?
You want to get rid of AD.
You're not getting rid of AD, bro.
He's been on this for a week.
But you're not. Listen, if you want Bradley Beal, you're not.
Look at everybody. Everybody's shaking their head.
You're not
no.
getting rid of AD, bro.
Everybody's shaking their head. No, don't get rid of AD.
Keep AD?
Don't get rid of AD. No, yes, no. Get rid of AD? All right. All right. You ready? Very quick Sedano and Cap Insta poll right now. Should the Lakers keep AD? Yeah! Should the Lakers trade AD?
Yeah! Yeah, that resolved nothing.
That was a good Insta poll.
That worked, right?
Yeah.
That worked.
Put up a poll.
What? As the great LZ used to say. Yeah. Put up a poll, George.
All right, so what do you say? I mean, 100% it's, hey, we want Bradley Beal. We'll give you Russ. Is that really the only trade that's available? Or might the Lakers try and make it a little bit more frothy? How'd you like the way I said frothy?
Look, man. I just think that the Lakers situation is pretty dire, is probably the best way I would describe it. And because of that...
Yes, no. Dire, yes, no.
No, it's dire.
Yes.
Bro, you're 2-9. Like, how are you not dire?
And they're
like,
lifeless. Do you go on Twitter at all?
You just lost your 9th straight game to the freaking Clippers.
They also had a stat the other day in the game that the Lakers have gone 41 straight games where they've given up 100 points or more.
Yeah.
41 straight games of giving... Where's the better D? What happened to the better defense that we saw
not
in the
there.
First three games?
There's
four
no
games.
Effort in there.
Ah, effort. Interesting.
See, I'm a casual fan of watching. Yesterday, I knew they were playing the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Went to dinner. You know, lovely dinner. And I wasn't doing sided business like you.
Right, and you didn't have to go back and do Sedano and recap.
Sitting at the bar, and I asked the bartender, hey, can you change it from this West Virginia game to the Laker-Clipper game? Bartender said, wow, we haven't had anybody really ask for a Laker game in a while.
Wow, where's this?
Pasadena.
Come on.
Pasadena. Not a sports bar, but just a nice restaurant.
Old Town or regular?
Right there in Colorado.
Oh, Old Town.
Yeah. So, no, it was like, wow, I forgot the Lakers were playing tonight.
Wow.
You're getting that. You're starting to get the apathy from the casual fan. The hardcore fans are going to be there no matter what with you. They're going to be there every single day watching your recaps, all that other stuff. But when you start losing the casual fans because you know they're going to lose, that's the problem.
So, the hardcore fan, Beto, is showing up on Friday for the Lakers-Kings game to make their voice heard, to call out Genie and Rob Pelinka, because these sorts of results are unacceptable to about 13 people who are going to congregate in front of Crypto.com.
And you're giving them attention.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're doing that for their own attention.
Yes, that's right. I am giving them attention. That's right. You're not going to give it.
No. Because it's like, oh, we're going to do a protest because we want attention for ourselves. That's what it is.
Well, but here's the thing about the protest, okay? Like, again, I support the American right to a friendly and peaceful protest. However,
that's nice of you.
I do. And but what I would say is if the result you want is for the owner of the franchise to come out and chat with you outside the arena, that's probably not going to happen. So, but if you want to, look, if you want to protest.
Suggest? Do you suggest they call her office?
No. I mean, look, I think there are other ways to, look, I think that just the protest in itself voices its displeasure.
Yeah, like,
I
absolutely.
Think that, I don't think you need to have that part of the equation in it.
But what are they protesting exactly?
They're protesting the team stinks.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago.
And that somebody needs to answer for it.
But the people who they want to answer are the same people who gave you a championship 2 years ago, right?
Yes and no, but there have also been some mistakes
of course.
Since then. And so then what are they upset about.
So you're going to go out there and complain. The fact that there's even Laker fans wanting to protest Genie Buss, who had so much buildup over the years.
Yeah, look, I have no... Listen.
Which is dumb.
I don't think that... Genie Buss is not the issue here.
No.
Okay?
Who is the issue?
the players on the court.
The players on the court and the roster the way it was built.
Yeah.
So how about protesting LeBron? Protesting LeBron?
They do that every night.
You always want, that's always your go-to move.
Oh, yeah. Because he just wants to get you to say something.
No, it's only because if you want to go to the person who's responsible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but didn't they have a chance to kind of change the roster this past season,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
And did they?
No, they did not.
Okay.
No. I mean, actually, they did. They just didn't get rid of the one thing that everybody wanted them to get rid of.
Right.
And now that guy is become, all of a sudden, he's the fan favorite.
Right.
No?
But he's getting some sympathy.
Right. But I don't think, is he playing? He's playing okay.
Right. But is he the problem?
No. But I think the problem is the rest of the roster you build around them.
Okay.
Like, I've already told you this. They have such a small margin for error.
No entiende.
He doesn't listen to you. They have such a small margin for error.
No, you don't. This is the show every single day.
Me tiende.
No, you tiende, okay.
Yes, me tiende.
Yeah.
This is the show every day.
It is the show.
It is. This is,
you have such a, they have such a small margin for error. It's kind of like you with Mason. You had a small margin for error.
I know, but if I would have turned around and been more creative in the moment, or had I planned ahead and thought, that tree right there, I'm going to climb it the opposite direction. See, I thought I had to go up and over, but instead I could have climbed.
But what does the tree have to do with the actual original twerk?
Well,
Mason just beat you.
No, he thinks that Mason going to the ground was like not the original like idea.
Mason had already won by the time.
It's fine. But if I would have gotten to the tree while Mason was doing the downward dog, I think I win.
But you have to be creative in this game. Nobody thought a chair with the pony dance until I did it once. Mason's now revolutionized the twerk game.
He has.
You better get your game ready for Mandy's, too.
He has.
Also, that tree just showed up, too. He didn't see it here at all.
Does that mean we need a tree at Mandy's, too?
A wall would be nice. And I'm going to also, now that I know about Mandy's, too, and the twerk-off that's going to happen there, I'm also going to now fix my twerking with some proper garb. You know, I'm going to wear some super tight, like, short shorts. Like high school volleyball.
You wear some Zuba, some loose pants.
No, you don't think that's a good idea?
No. You need to lose some pounds to make it easier to twerk.
Yes. Oh, I thought I wanted to get a little more junk in the trunk.
No.
But that was...
It's heavier.
No, you don't like the idea of the short shorts? You know, yay. So
yeah, look,
she likes
we got one. We got one.
Then you
got
to get a tan. It's not going to have to process for you.
Yeah, I know.
You do need to get a tan.
I'll spray tan that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Spray tan that day.
That's nasty.
How long does a spray tan even last?
About a good week.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Huh?
I know.
How do you not know?
I don't know. I don't know how I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. About a good
sure.
week. About a good week it lasts.
A good week. Yeah. I'm going to go dark.
And what is it, just like wash off? I've never had one.
Yeah, because you were born with one.
Right.
You're good.
That, so.
No, it's about a good week for you. If you get the right spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should be the Mandy's. You get a good sponsor, girls come out here and they spray tan you.
You want to get sprayed?
Oh, we could have done that.
Yeah.
You could have got a spray tan today.
You know what, though? It just occurred to me, and I hadn't really thought much about it when the whole thing was happening. People were here during the twerk-off, and they were probably using their cameras to videotape.
Oh, it's all over.
And now it's probably trending somewhere. And I didn't.
It's in the circle. It's in everybody. Everybody has it.
And now
I'll take a look.
And now it's out there forever.
Yeah.
And now people from around the country are going to be like getting a hold of me going, did I see you twerking in front of Bastard's Canteen?
Yes.
That's how you celebrate the Marines' birthday is by twerking?
Yeah,
in
why
front
not?
Of Bastard.
You're celebrating.
You're doing something.
Oh, no.
It's everywhere, Cal.
Oh, no.
There
it's
you,
on my account.
Oh, my God.
Account.
No. Oh, my God. No. Oh, no.
That's in the circle of trust,
Sonata?
Yeah.
The tree twerk.
Oh, the tree twerk. Wow.
The tree twerk.
Oh, it's
oh my God.
They did a boomerang.
God. Just wait till.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you have to explain that tonight to Rachel.
Yeah.
The tree twerk.
Scott, what were you doing to that tree?
Why don't you use your brain?
And you can't go home and complain, oh, my neck, my back. You can't do that.
Wait a second. I just have one question. I'm seeing tweets from Grant in L.A. Is Grant in L.A. here?
Yes.
He is?
Everybody in the circle is here, Cap.
I've not seen Grant
in
L.A.
They're hiding from you.
I want to know where Grant in L.A. is.
No, no, no.
That guy.
Hey, just like when you were lurking, they're doing the same thing to you right now.
Yeah, they're lurking. Exactly. They don't want me to know who they are in real life.
No, not at all.
I understand. That guy's good, that Grant in L.A. George is now consumed with watching me do the tree
twerk. Yeah, I can't stop. It's like a train wreck. And then there's the one of you and Mason. At the same time,
it's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my video. I thought. I
Let
said
me
this.
See.
The How caption is old guy spasm.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know what that is.
That is good.
What were you thinking?
That's good.
Is that at ESPN Los Angeles?
It's on my Twitter, Durant Sports. Mason retweeted it. Yeah. Everybody's retweeted it. I actually put it at the ESPN account. Go and check that out. But yeah, it's,
God,
you okay, Cappy?
Yeah. Cappy, how are you going to explain it tonight?
I mean, it's not just to Rachel. I mean, how am I going to explain it to other people? You know, like
a year ago, you got your nostrils waxed.
Which
right
is fine.
Here.
That's true.
Which is
I think that's way worse.
Oh, you do?
Oh, no question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Over a twerk off? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, really? But then you started showing it to everybody when you got your nostrils waxed.
Yeah.
They saw the wax with all the hair on it.
Yeah.
While people were eating. That was gross.
And
so that's
drinking.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay, you guys made me
speaking
feel
of which, what is that young lady over there eating?
The wings.
God, she got wings.
Those wings.
Or some
they look
kind
great.
Of ribs. I don't know what's going on, but man, it looks good.
They
but
look
you can
delicious.
Come on down and have fun with us. 11045 Downey Avenue in the city of Downey.
Are those wings?
The ribs.
Ribs?
The riblets.
Riblets?
Yeah, the smoked rib tips.
Oh, rib tips. Those look good.
Bastards the
rib
Canteen. Tips.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris.
Downtown Downey. Yeah. You know, we're not far from Downey High, right down the street.
Right, they're playing.
Then you got the Randy's Donuts.
Also by Warren High, right around
yes.
the corner.
Isn't Downey High playing in some sort of big game
Beto?
Tomorrow?
I think it's still like Warren got eliminated.
And then you've got the Sedano and Cap official stop in the city of Downey, Acapulco.
Oh.
Right down next to the Stonewood Center.
So are we going?
We can go after get some chips and salsa. Maybe a little tequila. Well, once we're off the clock.
Oh, man. Monday nights at Acapulco Fight. You'll see
suavemente.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, dance.
Come on.
Cap, are you going home tonight?
Well, not now. Not.
Should we do some taco touring tonight?
No. We'll talk in the break. Because
Oh, you got
drive.
An adventure for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Really?
Dude, Stonewood Mall, we got you, Cap.
Let's pop it off at the Stonewood Center.
Hey, I'm seeing you're wearing that Bosco sweatshirt today.
I pay tuition, yes.
And I got a buddy of mine who's coaching on the team that they're playing against this week. Is it
Lou.
Orange Lutheran.
Yeah. So Bosco, which is down the street from here.
Yeah.
So Bosco's playing Orange Lutheran tomorrow in the playoffs.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Kevin Leon. He was my punter back in the day.
Oh, nice.
And he's from Orange County, and he coaches at Orange Lutheran. And that's why he got those shirts, because his kids went there, and he's a coach on that staff.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, man, we got Bosco this week.
But they're in Adidas school, so
No good.
No, you got to be Nike school, man.
Yeah.
Got to be a Nike guy. You got the Air Force Ones, right?
Yeah.
I mean, go where somebody pays you, bro. That's
Nike.
What I say.
Hey, well.
County.
Come on.
The Veterans Day Bash. Happy birthday to the Marines. Today's the 247th Marine Corps birthday. We're celebrating.
Hoorah!
Bastards Canteen. And on this day in 1990, the number one hit Mariah Carey.
Ooh.
Love Takes Time, Cappy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It does take time.
It does, but now.
There's no question. Now I'm back.
Are we back, Laura? Let us know we're back. Okay, we're back.
Beautiful.
We took a slight hit.
My headphone went out.
It's okay.
Okay,
that's why it's a party, old party in the city of Downey.
Don't worry, guys. Music was playing, so it's all good.
Nice. Excellent. Thank
because
you.
On this day in 1990, I already did that.
Yeah, the Mariah Carey thing. We got
we were already hugging and we were already moving back and forth.
Is Fat
swaying.
Jack there?
Yes, we
Laura's
got him.
Fat, is he there? Okay, great. Fat Jack, are you there, pal? FatJackSports.com. You want to win? You want to make some cash?
Cash.
Then this is the man you need to listen to. It's what we do. FatJackSports.com. Or you can go on his Twitter or Instagram at FatJackSports. Jack, first of all, our apologies. We are here at a Veterans Day bash one day early here in Southern California in the city of Downey. So if we're a little delayed, our apologies. But the remote situation is a little tenuous at the moment. But how are you, sir?
Yeah, freezing, guys. I'm in Germany right now. I'm in Munich for the big game coming up this week. And actually had dinner tonight with a retired colonel from the Marine Corps. And he told me it was Marine Day. And
it
then tomorrow's
is.
Veterans
right.
Day, of course.
It is.
So, I had there's 60 different Marine or different military bases here in Germany. A ton of presence, obviously, for the United States military here in Germany. So, Veterans Day, they all get that off, and so everybody's fired up for the game going on here Sunday morning. Of course, all the games in the meantime, and if you want to win, go to FatJackSports.com. $99 if you sign up between now and the bottom of the next hour. Otherwise, it's $169 all the football through Monday. So excited about Veterans Day, and yeah, thank all the military for all the things they do for our country.
Hey, Jack, I just want to ask you, describe for everybody over here who's listening, what it is like for the NFL in Munich? Because I've seen it in Mexico City, I've seen it in London. How does Munich, which, by the way, at one time had a World League of American Football and NFL Europe team, they had teams there. How is Germany taking to the NFL this week?
It's incredibly popular, actually. It's amazing. You know, you do a little research. Back in 2012, a couple of the sports stations here decided to start showing the games on Sundays, and it became the second most popular sport in Germany is American NFL football behind soccer. And what ended up happening in 2012, the teams that were doing well at the time were Seattle and New England, and it's not a mistake that Seattle is the number one most followed team here in town. I saw the Good Morning NFL game today, saw Rich Eisen today. The American fans in particular, the Seattle fans, have infiltrated Munich, along with the fact that there's a huge presence of Seattle fans here in Germany. So it was actually an obvious choice for the expansion of the league. I've covered the NFL in London a couple of different times, and up to 20% of the fans in some of those games, they come over from Germany. It's a wildly popular sport here. In fact, it's talked about that one out of every three citizens in Germany have watched an NFL game over the last year. So very, very popular. Everybody's fired up, and definitely the NFL has taken over Munich.
Well, that's pretty cool, George. Years ago, I went over to Germany to do NFL Europe games for the NFL Network in Frankfurt and in Dusseldorf. And shockingly, like, stadiums were packed. People loved American football, and it wasn't NFL football. It wasn't Tom Brady. It wasn't Pete Carroll. So this is pretty cool.
That is cool, for sure. Now, Jack, before we get – while we're talking about that game, is there a side on that game that seems to be kind of playing out or no?
Yeah, though, there definitely is. You can go to at Fat Jack Sports on Instagram. I put up the free winner in what's going on, Beat the Odds this week around the country and the TV show I do. But, yeah, I think there's some definite trends to look at. By the way, it's a little bit of a head-scratcher for most people that Tampa's a small favorite in the game. But the reality is, as you guys know, America falls back, and who doesn't fall back? Germany. They don't care about falling back. So it's going to kick off at 6:30 in the morning, Seattle time. And Seattle just got over here today. They actually went to practice. They took a nap, went to practice this afternoon. They're trying to get acclimated. But the reality is, we've seen in London that the defenses are the ones that typically fatigue, especially in the second half. We saw it with Green Bay. A year ago, we saw it with a couple of different teams. And the Seattle offense has been incredibly efficient. They're averaging 32 points a game over their last six games. They've gone over the total five of the last six games. That is an absolute recipe for over. Brady and company obviously have struggled this year offensively, but they seem to be getting a little bit better. We saw them against the Rams last week at least put some drives together. They weren't necessarily getting cashed in the end zone, but they were moving the ball a lot more efficiently, getting better play on their offensive line. So I like over the total. I think that's absolutely the easiest game. And by the way, you get general public perception that when you do all this travel, that under is the actual public play. But that creates value with the over, because both sides of the ball flew over, guys. It's not like just the offense flew over. The offense flew over, the defense flew over, and we've seen defenses fatigue more than offenses, at least lately. So I like over the total. If you make me play a side, I lean toward Tampa minus the point, specifically because I do think there's going to be higher scoring in the game. And I think that if Tampa can get their offense going, they're going to get enough stops against this Seattle team that really is the real deal. They are playing really well week in and week out. But there's a reason why Tampa's favorite. So I definitely like over, and then a lean toward Tampa.
All right, Fat Jack, let's talk about a couple other games that are happening this weekend. Vikings-Bills. Bills 3.5-point favorites. Josh Allen elbow issue, not sure yet. And the Vikings, I feel like very quietly, are 7-1, and I'm not sure everybody's paying attention. So what's the right side?
They definitely are, but if you're betting on this game, I mean, you definitely only have one channel and one game, or you live in Buffalo. Because whether Josh Allen plays or not is everything to this game. And it's not just him playing, it's is he effective or not. The thought process, especially when you look at the line, is that he's not going to play. It's down to 3.5 points. But a little bit like the Rams with Stafford, even if he plays, if he's not 100%, what are you getting out of him? So this Buffalo defense has been incredibly efficient and a lot better than the general public realizes, and the majority of their games are going under. So I would go under again in this game. I'm with you. If Allen doesn't play, I like Minnesota, because you're right. They have kind of flown under the radar. They're putting things together, and the chemistry that typically lacks with a Kirk Cousins team seems to be really happening this year. So they're a dangerous team as we head towards the playoffs for sure. I would go under, though. I think this Buffalo defense is going to show up, and Minnesota's defense has also been pretty good. So I would definitely play under in the game.
Fat Jack is joining us here, fatjacksports.com, and on the social channels at Fat Jack Sports as well. Joins us every week here on Thursdays at 4:45. Next week, we'll talk more about this big UCLA-USC game with you. And look, there's two monster Pac-12 games with college football playoff implications because there's Oregon and Utah, too. But in this particular week's slate of games, are there a couple of college games that maybe stick out to you right away?
Yeah, I mean, the Texas-TCU game, and by the way, as far as the LA teams go, both of them have a danger of the overlooked spot, lose. I don't think either of them lose, but as far as covering, you're getting a tough spot because both these teams are playing bad football teams, specifically with USC, giving a ton of points in the 30s somewhere against Colorado. That's the one that I would probably say if you have to pick one to cover, I would definitely go with USC. Lincoln Riley was averaging over 50 points a game for the first part of the season. They can name their number in this game, and Colorado's not only bad, they're really bad offensively. So I do think from a momentum standpoint, look for Lincoln Riley to continue putting the pressure on, continue scoring the ball. I think they probably get there in the end. So if you're looking for a back door to be open, although Arizona gives up a ton of rushing yards and UCLA should be able to run it effectively, that back door will be open because both these teams will be at least tempted to rest players a little bit with the big game on deck. If you're looking across the schedule, though, look for, you know, that TCU team is undefeated, highly overrated. They're playing a Texas team that's been inconsistent at best. Actually could have beat Alabama, but then got just rolled in a couple of games, lost Oklahoma State and Stillwater. But this is a team kind of getting it together, getting healthy at the right time, and that's why they're a touchdown favorite in this spot. Their receivers and the running back are all three absolute men. They will create matchup problems for TCU that's given up some points in the back end. Their secondary is not that strong. So I would go ahead and lay the points and play Texas in that one. The other one that's kind of an interesting one is this LSU game. LSU, you know, I think people are ready to buy into what they're doing, but the number says this thing's going to be close all the way down to the wire. So I would be real careful about playing that one. There's a couple games in college in the NFL that the general public, and in fact, this LSU team has more money than almost every NFL team so far this week. It's absolutely the most exposure with the sports books this week. They're playing an Arkansas team coming off a loss to Liberty, but they are really difficult to deal with. A physical, athletic quarterback. It is at home. There'll be hillbillies coming out of the trailer park, drinking moonshine, and getting going early there. Sue Piggy of the entire day in Fayetteville. So I would probably lean toward Arkansas plus the points in what is the most exposed spot on the board for Las Vegas casinos. If LSU wins, they're going to lose a ton of money on Saturday, at least in that game. Lean toward Arkansas at home.
All right, Fat Jack, last one. We got to hustle. We're up against the clock. The Colts and the Raiders. The Colts and their new coach, Jeff Saturday, and the Raiders struggling, brutal, 2-6. What do you think? Oh, everybody's cheering for the Raiders. Raiders are 4.5-point favorites.
Raiders!
All right, Fat Jack.
Oh, the Raider fans are here, Jack.
This is an easy one, guys. It's under. I said auto under. Jeff Saturday's not putting the option in. This team averages under 16 points a game. They got a three spot last week. They're not going to score the football against anybody, including the Raiders. And so, yeah, I think the Raiders actually win going away, but I would go under. Unless you think the Raiders are going to score 40 points, Saturday's not going to help that offense. It's like sledding downhill in the snow when you're 400 pounds. Once you're halfway down the hill, hard to really fix that. They're not going to get this offense going midseason. Indy's under 12 of the last 13 times they played. Look for more unders out of them. I think your Raider fans will be happy as well. So $99, guys, everything through Monday. If you get signed up between now and the bottom of the hour at FatJackSports.com. Don't miss out on this great weekend. We're going to have a great weekend here from Munich, win a bunch of money, and then come back to America and spend it out there on the West Coast.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining us. As always, enjoy Munich. That stadium looks beautiful. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. So thanks again.
All right, guys, happy Veterans Day to everybody. Happy Marine Day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man, take care. There he is, FatJackSports.com. All right, coming up next, what you need to know, including some Dodger news that we have, so we'll get to that. Plus, let's get back to the Lakers and what's realistic for them here. Because remember, there was an alleged faux deadline as to when they were going to do something. We'll tackle that coming up in just a moment. Stick around. We're here at Bastards Canteen here in Downey for our Veterans Day.
That's where
Bash, come hang out with us here. We're here until 7 o'clock. The party goes till 10 o'clock here on 710 ESPN.